Maybe we want to roll through this for...
I have to sign this twice? Oh, no, once as treasurer. Never mind.
Friends.
I can read this now.
Okay.
We can do it. Keep us on task.
Yeah, we got a show.
Yeah, let's go. Seven.
Well, Mr. Bittner's...
We lost Mr. Marley.
You know, as long as I know, I can look at YouTube, too.
He's getting coffee. Could get some withdrawn.
The coffee shop back there.
Do we need to put an extra...
I'm sorry. I should have made more.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah, I'm good. That's my second one.
Most importantly, am I telling you ready? Figured you were. So, I'm going to call to order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation Regular Meeting Board of School Trustees. It is Wednesday, December the 8th. And we'll, if you have your cell phones, I guess this is long past due, but please turn your cell phones off, if you would. We'll get started here. First order of business is approval of the agenda for the December 8th, 2010 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, second by Mrs. Roush. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the November 10th regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? None. So this motion carries. Any communication from the audience? None. Unfinished business? None. We'll move on to new business. Academic achievement strategic plan, which we discussed in the work session.
As you know, since June 2009, we've been working on our strategic plan. It's gone through teacher discussion several times. We've had input and a great cohort group that came together to work on this. I appreciate Dr. Emmerich for coming out of retirement to help us with this. I appreciate the board and the board members and the staff and the parents and the business folks that all came together to help us with this. I do think it's taking us the right direction and it'll help us to take us to the next step. And so I'm pleased to present this to you and to recommend your recommendation that we approve this five-year strategic plan so that we can begin implementation January 2011.
Motion, please.
Move approval.
Second. Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mrs. Springer. Additional discussion?
Well, like I said earlier, there's been a lot of effort poured into this, a lot of time in and outside of the sessions. So I thought that it was very productive, well thought out, and I think this is a great plan overall. And I think we can use it as a guiding light, if you will, to move our corporation forward.
And I would second that, being part of it. There was a fair amount of gnashing of teeth during it. And Janet Emmerich, who was the moderator, did a great job. And I think one other thing that's important is our group's role in making sure that this is implemented, but also having a superintendent that will, I think, look at this document on probably an hourly basis, but hopefully not. But in a situation where we have to, you put these documents together, we've all heard of them being done that way and not being utilized. And I think there's already signs that this is going to take some root and be a working document, which I think is the critical part. It's stating the obvious. But I think that's true. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor of adopting the strategic plan, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. The strategic plan will be implemented.
And at your place, just as an FYI, we don't need to discuss it tonight, but I think the next piece in this is marketing our strategic plan for funding. And so I've asked Patrick to put together for me. We've been talking about some concrete ways of how to market our strategic plan So it's an FYI document to something more that we can discuss at our next board meeting. I just wanted you to see what he and I had, have been discussing, because I think, moving forward, what we have to do is make sure that the strategic plan is visible, make sure that the strategic plan is promoted, and to make sure that we have marketing materials so that we can capture funding. And it's going to take some initiatives to get those things done. But one of the things that, we talked about that's in that proposal is next year, school year, having a calendar that we hand out to everyone that has our belief statements, has our mission statements, has the things that are going on in every school. So, and it's something that we've talked about before that I wanted to do, and I think it'd be a great piece to hand out to everyone that not only promotes a strategic plan, but would also keep people in lines of communication what's going on in their school.
And I think one of the best offshoots of not only the strategic plan committee, but also the group that worked on the referendum, and all the folks that we've not discovered, we've just polished or brought to the surface some of our wonderful resources. Patrick Nice being one of many, but just having that access to that type of talent is, and having them feel like they want to move forward and help us is a big, big deal. Amy French, but we already knew Amy was talented. But just having folks that were willing to step forward and really become invested, I think it's a great offshoot of this whole exercise.
So that'll be something more we'll talk about at the next board meeting, is give you time to review it and look at it and ask questions about it.
Okay. Building rental revision, we discussed that in the work session.
We're recommending your approval of the revised rates to be effective January 1, 2011.
Okay. Need a motion, please?
Move approval.
By Mrs. Rouse. Second.
Second.
Mr. Bittner, by a nose. I think that's the right way to say it. Discussion, please.
High time, I say.
Okay. Thank you for the record. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, hearing none.
And we agree.
Right. Yeah, high time is correct. Thank you. Revised tuition rates 2010-11 school year. Exhibit G, Dr. Killian.
As you might recall, in August, we revised our rates, and they were based on several premises. One, we felt we were going to be looking at another cut in public education. Of course, the referendum rate would be kicking in January 2011, etc. We put the cash to transfer tuition rates at $1,100 per student, which went up from $500 per student. And there were a lot of concerns about that, but we did promise that once we received more information from the state and we were able to look at more financial data, that we would revisit that. I've asked Ross to look at it and revisit it, and based upon what we now hear from the state that they are not going to be making any more cuts, we feel more comfortable that we can reduce the revised tuition rates to $850 per student. Does not include the kindergarten final calculation. We're waiting on the full-day kindergarten grant that we have applied for. We're not going to know that funding until probably at the end of December. And so we'll come back in January to look at any revisions for the full-day kindergarten rate, but everything else would be revised downward. Merry Christmas, everyone, if the board approves, to $850 per student. Ross, anything else? Did I miss anything?
No, I mean, like Rocky said, we have better information. We could do a better projection on the revenue, and then we knew the enrollment and some of the credits in that we get back, you know, for as far as tuition support and things like that. So that, and then, of course, we still did allow some increase because of the referendum. You know, it would be the first 6 months of 2011. It would be additional expense, but so we calculate that in, but still were able to reduce the rate down to the 850. So I think that's, you know, pretty good target. We have, just for information, like private pay cash students this year around 35, you know, that would involve. We have our other tuition transfers that, where they might pay the full amount, they come in from outside, around 118 students. So
gives you some idea of the numbers that we're looking at.
And if anyone has paid the $1,100, they would get a refund by the end of January 2011 of that difference, and if there, anyone needing a little bit more time still to make the remaining payment, we will be with them and give them up to the June 2011 to finalize those payments. Since we didn't do a real good job of getting that information out initially in August.
So then what would be the process for 2011-2012 school year?
Well, the process will be backed up a little bit because typically what has normally happened is in June we try to make those calculations and make notification in July. We were in transition with new business personnel and people leaving, people coming, and that's one of the reasons why this fell through the cracks. You know, it was something that I should have kept track of and I didn't, but with Ross being here, this is something that we'll have done and ready to present to the board in June, early July, so that we can get that information out well in advance. And we might even do the same process throughout that year, because we're projecting a year in advance what our final costs are going to be. And as you know, anything could happen within a 12-month period on your projections. And so we were anticipating another 4.5% cut from the state, which we're being told that that's not going to happen. So we would, I think, do the same process next year, where we'll try to get the communication one out earlier, of course. But we might come back in December, and if we have better information, we might make some of those adjustments again.
How many kids are paying this tuition right now?
Around 35.
Okay, so 35 are paying this tuition.
Correct.
This is cash.
That's not counting the kindergarten, though. That's just the others.
Right. We're gonna revisit the kindergarten once we get the
pool. So they're paying $1,100. It's $1,100 now.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
That's what we estimated it to be. Remember, we do Form 515 at the end of the school year, which is a state-required form where we have to show what our cost per student will be. And so when we do these tuition rates, we're always a year in advance of that Form 515. When we get to the end of the year, we always try to estimate higher so that we don't have to go after people for money, we can give them a refund. Being that we're not getting the budget cut, we're more comfortable believing that Form 515 will land around the 850 mark per student when we do it in May. Mm-hmm.
And see how I did the calculation for the 9-10 year, because we charged $500 last year, I believe, and that's about what it come out. So we were right on target a year ago when you project it out, but then there's more unknowns when we got into the 10-11 school year.
Yeah.
So that's why we project a little bit higher.
Yeah. And I know you get asked the question quite a lot, why don't we charge more? By law, we can charge more. We have to, whatever that Form 515 says that it is, that's what we can charge. We can't charge more than that. And I wish we were able to generate other revenues with having higher tuition rates, but our hands are tied through that legislation.
Unless we go private.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll be out of jobs.
So is this a discussion period? We don't have a motion yet.
I'd like to get a motion first.
Could I move approval?
I'm just moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
And then ask a question.
Go ahead.
The kindergarten tuition for $850 a year, that's just half day?
That's for transfer tuition.
For half day.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that the same as for someone who goes all day in grades 1 through 6?
Well, the $850 is going to be in addition to a full-day kindergarten cost. The $850 that we do when a child comes into our school district wouldn't that be for the full day,
right,
Ross?
Oh, yeah. It just says kindergarten tuition $850, and then down here it says all-day kindergarten fee to be determined.
Yeah, there's an additional cost for all-day kindergarten. You want to...
But my question was, is the kids are only going a half a day are paying the same as the kids who go all day?
No.
Kindergarten that go all day.
Yeah.
Like the fifth grader that goes all day.
Yes.
And that seems odd to me. Can you explain to me how that happens?
Well, I mean, we take, you do the calculation, you take what the cost is, now they count a half-day kindergarten, and the ADM count half.
Yeah, they're a half of a half, aren't they?
No, they're a half.
Don't they count as a quarter kid?
No, they're not a quarter, they're a half.
They used to be a quarter, didn't they?
So they count as a half, but then you divide out your elementary cost as a percentage, and you take, I mean, you don't roll everything together. You got your high school cost bracket, then you got your elementary cost bracket, because your administration costs are different. And you take your enrollment and just do the math on it. So it's two separate calculations. I mean, you calculate the same, but you got two separate buckets of money you're looking at. And so that's why it may not be the same cost, because your elementary cost could be higher.
I'm sorry, you lost me.
We're doing a K through five calculation, rather than, we're not doing a calculation per grade level. We're doing a calculation what it costs per student in our school district.
And then you're just averaging it across.
That is correct.
Okay. So it costs as much to educate a half-day kindergarten kid as it does to educate an all-day fifth grader?
4 or 5, 15 does not allow us to calculate it that way.
Okay.
You know, what you're saying is correct.
I guess I'm playing devil's advocate for the poor person who has triplet half-day kindergarten kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, but this is a, remember, this is transfer.
Somebody coming in.
This is somebody coming in.
I know.
Yeah.
And then their option.
Nobody's holding a gun to their head saying, you got to send your kid here to $150 a day.
But,
kindergarten here, wait till first grade, you'll get a better bargain.
No, it's a great question, but 4 or 5, 15 causes us to have to average out what it costs per student.
Differentiate.
Right.
And I can't do it by grade level. If we could do it by grade level, then you're going to have actually different costs every grade level.
Right.
Because it depends on the number of teachers you have per grade level. It depends on the number of classrooms, et cetera.
So this is K-12, basically, divided by 2,000 kids, $850.
That's exactly right.
Okay, because I'm remembering a form that had variation in the rates at the different grade levels. Is that for transfer tuition?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, yeah, transfer.
I remember in the past that there were differences in numbers, and that may have been the transfer tuition.
Because transfer tuition, let's say we have like 100 some kids come from Tippecanoe.
Okay.
So, but Tippecanoe counts them in their enrollment count and get the state funds. So I calculate the bill, we charge them like $6,600. I mean, so we charge them the full amount because Tippecanoe got the state funding for them.
Okay.
And what I understand Tippecanoe does, they take what funding they had, take our bill, if there's a difference, they charge the parents the difference. You know, if our bill's higher than what credit they had from the state.
And I think at one time it might have been different K through 6.
Yeah.
I know, like, we did that for Rebus in first grade.
Yeah, I think actually Mike Turner, if I remember correctly, when Mike came here, he did an elementary cost projection and he did a secondary projection.
That's what I remember. And broke it up,
but I think the way that 4 or 5, 15 is actually supposed to work is supposed to be the cost per student average from K through 12.
Okay.
If I said it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? No.
Our cash for the folks will be very happy.
Bond Bank, Exhibit H, Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, you had in your packet a resolution which authorizes Bond Bank to go ahead and sell warrants to help our cash flow for 2011. Now, when you look at the resolution, those dollar amounts in there are the maximum that we could borrow. Now, in the past, see the Bond Bank, they do a sizing on when I send them the cash flow, and their preliminary numbers that they come back with would show, and I anticipate we're going to borrow about $3.7 million. Last year we borrowed $3.5. Now this, and last year's rate was 0.98%, so under 1%. So they have not priced this yet. They'll probably do it later this month. And they haven't finalized the sizing or the amount we're going to borrow, but I do know it's going to be slightly higher than last year. And the reason for that is we are able to borrow for the first 6 months in the referendum fund, because we won't have any tax dollars coming in the referendum fund, but we're able to borrow against that because, you know, we're moving, you know, our contracted people over there, so we're going to have some initial six-month expense. We're going to pay out of the referendum fund, so we are reducing the amount we would borrow on debt service by half because, you know, we are getting in a better cash position in that fund. So this approval of the resolution then would authorize bond bank to in on and us to borrow those funds, and we'd receive those funds in January, and at that time then I'll know the exact rate and amount, but that's pretty close estimate, I think, to the amount that we'll borrow.
It seemed like 6.5.
Right.
Solid.
And that's so it is with the bond bank because they, you know, package these warrants together, and, you know, unless you have a meeting the last day of December, you know, board meeting, and they want the resolution, I got to send it to them first of next week. They need this approved before they'll sell the warrants.
Motion to accept the bond bank, what the right way to word this would be.
Resolution,
I guess. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a reasonable word.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. Any additional discussion? Or any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay, so it carries. And we will move on to group health insurance renewal. Mr. Slope?
Okay, on our health insurance, we have the health, dental, and vision renewals to consider for next year. And I think we had a discussion with you earlier on the renewal for the health and the fact that, you know, originally we were looking at about 28%, and we're able to get that down with our consultant to 17%. And along with that, we are doing what I think we talked about before, a cost-plus arrangement, which actually is, I think it's going to be a benefit to us. In the old arrangement, what we did with the health insurance, I mean, Anthem said, here's what you're going to pay. If our claims were lower than expected, we did not get any refund or any money back. If they were higher, we didn't pay any more, although you'd see it reflected in probably next year's rate increase. So a cost-plus works like where the Anthem calculates their fixed cost, adds to it what they think the expected claims would be. And so that is the amount then that we are going to pay Anthem. It's going to be a set amount each month. Now the premiums that we charge are going to cover the worst case scenario because we do have a loss coverage, you know, maximum loss amount that it can't go above. And so then that's what we'll collect in the premiums. Now, at the end of the year, we'll have a settlement, and if our claims are at the expected level, we should be able to accumulate about a couple hundred thousand of reserve in this fund, in this insurance fund. So then as we can accumulate that each year, it's going to help us then to more adjust and probably keep our rate increases more level. I mean, so again, you know, it gives more incentive for everybody to be well and healthy. I mean, because if we keep our claims down, we're going to be able to build some nice reserves over several years. So that's kind of the cost plus arrangement that I'm recommending. On the vision renewal, that's about a 6.6% increase, and then the dental insurance is around 2.64%. Coverages remain the same, except the main difference is with the new health care plan, there are no more maximum lifetime amounts, and you know that the maximum amount ceiling is gone. Also, parents will be able to put any children on the plan up through age 26 if they don't have coverage or are unable to get coverage anywhere else. So those would be probably the two significant changes in our plan. The other thing I'd like you to consider is with our, along with this, is our COBRA administration. And this COBRA thing, you know, when somebody leaves and they're able to stay on COBRA, I mean, this is getting so involved because in the past, now there were stimulus money, so people, if they were let go, their COBRA payment, you know, is a certain amount for so many months, and it drops to another amount for so many months. I'm recommending that we look, and this was based from our R.E. Sutton, our consultant, that we look at using InfoSource to administer our COBRA administration. And so what that would mean, when somebody would leave here, you know, I would notify this company. They then would send the proper notification to the employee that left. They can sign up for COBRA. They track the COBRA payments and collect the payments, make sure they follow all their government guidelines. And then they collect the payment and then send the payment to us, and we pay the health insurance premium for them. Now, the cost on that's like 84 cents per insured employee, and a one-time setup fee of $50. You know, I think it's going to be worth it to keep us more legal as this gets more complicated. The only other difference is going to be, and you want to be aware of this, you know, right now, when somebody goes on COBRA, they're paying the same premiums that our employees pay. Typically, other employers and other places I've been, when you go on COBRA, they add 2% to that premium. And this is what would happen in this situation with this company. They'll add 2% will be added to the base premium, but then this InfoSource keeps that 2%, and that's going to be not out of our pocket. I mean, it's going to be the employee that left would be paying that 2%.
And that's within the law, so
right.
I can do that.
So. But I think it'll help keep us on track as far as the services they provide and notification and all the legal updates, and I just feel more comfort. I mean, we only have, like now, I think we maybe have 3 people on COBRA. I mean, so it's not a big number, but it's the timing and everything else. You got to meet the deadlines to get them notified, and you got so many days that they can retro back and pay their premium. And I mean, you got to stay on top of it, or it could cost you more money.
Or they could lose their eligibility.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think this sounds like a great idea. Not only makes it easier for us, but it might actually serve the employee better
right.
in the end, because this InfoSource, and this is what they do for a business, and they know what they're doing.
Right.
Not that we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
They're up on it. That's their job.
That's all they do.
Let's get a motion for a group health insurance renewal.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Morley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Any additional discussion?
Did we make any changes on our deductible or our maximum out of pocket?
Everything's the same.
Everything's the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
And remember, it's projected that 5% of this increase has to do with the new health care plan.
Health care reform.
Health care reform.
There you go.
That's it.
But again, unlimited, it is an unlimited plan now, as opposed to lifetime.
Lifetime max cap is out, right.
I just had one question. It looks like our renewal all in is within earshot of that first renewal quote we got, which was 28.6% higher for the family coverage. So I'm looking down here, the total premium is $1,863 for a family. And when I looked at the Anthem renewal, they were quoting us $1,897. And that was at 28.6. So we talked about this being an increase overall. Would it come out to be 17%?
Yeah, we're recommending to fully fund the cost plus. It was 18. Supposed to have been 18.5%.
Okay.
And so we're recommending a 17% renewal, because now our committee has the capability of recommending the rate increase, and so we thought we would be right at that ceiling and still have the capability of capturing reserves without us going all the way up to the 18.5 that he was recommending for cost plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any additional discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, hearing none, motion carries. Liability risk insurance renewal.
Okay, we had that discussion on the renewal. We had the option to go with WRM with about a 4.4% increase. Hanover was like around 9. I guess I have comfort level still is probably staying with Hanover for another year. With it keeping our coverages, you know, the same, and we go with Zurich for the workers' compensation.
Move our motion.
So moved.
And the motion is to remain with Hanover. as described by Mr. Skinner. We have a motion to go with Zurich on workers' comp.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Any additional discussion, please? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Acceptance of donation Round the Fountain Art Fair.
We have a gracious donation of $2,000 for the art department, and I think this is double what it was last year.
About that, yeah.
So we're asking permission to accept this $2,000 donation.
Yay.
Move approval.
Second.
Who's?
He was first. He was whispering.
Just wait right in there.
You love to take money.
We try.
It was moved by Mr. Bittner, second by Mrs. Roush. And any additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Overnight field trip. Friday, December 10th, right under the wire, Dr. Kennedy.
Yes, it is. We're doing it.
It's tomorrow, no.
The Bay team would like to go to Chesterton December 10th and return December 11th, 32 Street.
Sure.
Bay Invitational Tournament.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. Discussion, hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries information to the board. The only thing.
Personnel.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would help by disposal.
Computer. It's revised. We got revised.
That's probably if I look at the right one.
There you go.
Disposal.
Dispose of computer equipment. Well, I need to do that myself. So go ahead.
Yeah, Zach and the tech crew have done a great job of sifting through the technology that is non-usable, and we can dispose of this and have a sale of $1 per unit, and it's no longer usable to the corporation, so we're recommending everything on the list be disposed of.
Move approval.
You should have it. It's with your revised agenda. Thanks. I think there's like 62 computers on there.
I'm sorry.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Bittner.
Yes, by me.
Oh, by Mrs. Anderson. And by Mrs. Roush. Any additional discussion?
What'd you say you do with these?
Well, Zach, I think the company, they recycle the material, right?
Right. Yeah. One of our vendors was doing an install, and before we had just disposed of it, but he had offered to purchase them off to dispose of them. So before we never were paid for our disposal items, usually you pay people to take it, so.
Right. So who is that?
Greg Stewart with Curry Enterprises. They do several of our audio visual installs, and he was in our area and said, what are you doing with these computers? And I said, oh, we're preparing for disposal. And he said, well, you know, I do disposal. And I'll pay $1 for it.
Hey, we'll take it.
Wow. Yeah, we'll take it.
Give him mine.
Zach can take us out for lunch.
There you go.
Okay. Any additional discussion, questions? All in favor of disposing of computer equipment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Now we'll move to information to the board, which I guess it's really nothing outside of our next meeting, which we'll hit at the end. So I don't have anything else.
I have some good news if you want to hear it. I received this from Dan Schuster. As you know, Dan helps us hedge our natural gas. In 2008, we paid $228,700 in natural gas costs. That was corporation-wide. 2009, our natural gas costs were $179,200. And I can give you a copy of this or email it to you. 2010, and remember, we have Happy Hollow Edition, we have the Cumberland Edition, our natural gas costs will be less than $155,000.
Wow.
How do we do that?
Well, we're doing it several ways. We have the energy conservation policy that Lefty has helped put in place, and with our staff and Larry and the maintenance crew doing high efficiency bringing in high-efficiency units like the boilers. Dan has been aggressive in hedging gas and buying long-term gas, so he watches the market constantly, and as that market goes down, he jumps on and buys gas for us. And so that drives down the cost. And then, as you, I think you saw in my email, with the conversion of our two boiler systems and us going to higher efficiency, Larry applied for a veteran rebate, and we received a $10,000 rebate for higher efficiency boilers. So, yeah, in the day when folks are asking what is the school district doing to try to conserve costs and conserve taxpayer dollars, our gas costs have dropped from $228,000 down to under $155,000 in 2 years, and we've added 20,000 square feet of space, and yet we're able to drive down those costs. So we've got the right people and the right operations in place. It is having a great impact on our funding and on our general fund balance.
Awesome. And the $10,000 check was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a check sent to us.
So. Yep. And so we appreciate Larry applying for that. Yeah. Lefty and the staff and doing the energy conservation. All of that's working out. So we are doing much better with the energy costs.
Excellent.
Revised personnel report.
At your place is the revised personnel report. And I'm recommending your approval of everything listed within the personnel report, and we'll notify the custodial maintenance department that January 1 they'll no longer be under WBEC if, of course, the board approves this.
Okay. Need a motion, please?
Move approval.
By Mrs. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. Any questions or discussion?
What's the impact of general fund?
About $650,000, but that's a savings from CPF.
You know, out of one pocket into the other.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a mandate, right?
Well, the custodial side is the mandate, not the maintenance side, but the custodial is the major piece of it. And again, that's part of the budgeting that we did for this current budget coming up for 2011.
Any additional discussion, questions? All in favor of accepting the revised personnel report, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. And
also, you save the fees for the outsourcing.
Right
in front of you. Acceptable. Accounts payable vouchers.
I got a comment on there. If you notice, you know, the amount is kind of high. It's because there's about $1.8 million of debt service payments included that we have due at the end of December. So that makes it higher than normal totals.
Okay. Get a motion to accept them.
Move approval.
Mrs. Anderson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Bittner. Any additional questions or discussion?
Because we had a transfer tuition.
Yeah, we had paid to Lafayette schools. Yeah. Right. That was a case where, you know, they, I'm trying to think the reason that we sent over there. There was a program we didn't offer. I forget now what it was, but they, it was agreed to last year, I mean, and that was for the 9-10 school year. So they just finished up their form 515 and billed us. And I have sent them some bills too, so.
Yeah, it's a give and take, isn't it?
Yeah.
We usually bill them more than they bill us.
Yeah. And I also noticed a refurbish of the PA system for $2,600. We just had that. Is that for the gym?
The refurbishing of the PA, was that for the gym or the
Cumberland?
Okay.
I was going to say, didn't we just put in it?
Yeah.
Aren't we in the process of putting it in?
The only other one I had was that Unity Healthcare payment for $4,875. It just says November 2010. Is that for the doctors that we have at athletic events?
That's for athletic.
It's Krause.
It's a trainer.
Yeah. Oh, it's trainers?
Right.
Yeah, the monthly. Mm-hmm. It's a
trains are employed by the school.
No, they work for Unity.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that.
We contract with them.
I know Hagan and Kraus work for Unity. I know that.
Yeah.
Marion actually.
Okay.
Does as well.
All right, cool.
Rehabilitation or whatever.
Okay, no further discussion. Motion to accept our accounts payable vouchers to pay our bills. In favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, that carries. Board superintendent reports, I'm going to table these unless there's, I mean, I really discussed what was discussed in discussion, so to speak, throughout the course of the meeting. Karen, anything else?
Just the ice skating rink is open, go skate.
Okay, we will do that. And communication from the audience. Mr. Troyer, you want to talk about college football or anything? Hearing none. Future meetings next week, 6:30 p.m. We will have an executive session. And then January 12th, back for the regular board meeting, our annual meeting of the Board of Finance. So,
and are all of you okay still with the second Wednesday of the month? I checked with our staff, and it's really helping them out with the minutes and the accounts payable.
I didn't even notice that we changed. All of our.
Okay. Need a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Marley, second by Mrs. Roush.
Go enjoy the concert.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
None. We have some things to sign.
Yes.